Let's talk a little Coon Rapids Baird girls basketball. Is joining us right now as head coach is Caitlin McAllister. And coach, good to get a chance to catch up with you again.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you again. Hopefully we can get some good basketball games in this year.
Is that a concern, coach? I've talked to a lot of the coaches so far, and some are concerned about with all the COVID stuff going on this season. What are your thoughts heading into the year?
I'm just really hoping we can get as many games in as possible. I know with our conference, our numbers are low anyway. Like, for my biggest concern is if we have a team that has small numbers, loses two or three girls, there's no way we're going to be able to play those games. So I think my concern is more just a normal flu season anyway, and then on top of COVID, who knows how many teams are going to be able to have full rosters, things like that this year.
And you guys are sitting at 12 this year, so the number's pretty good from where they've been in some years in the past.
Yes, definitely. We have a lot of underclassmen, a couple girls that haven't really played since before junior high, so we have a lot of younger girls that are really doing a good job of going through and learning things, and that'll really help our program because we'll be able to have a JV this year and get some games in for them.
How was the off season for you guys? What were you able to focus on, and what kind of work were you able to do with those younger girls?
It was a little harder this summer. I tried to avoid having a lot of basketball things because I didn't want to risk it for the softball season, but once softball was over, we got in. Our younger girls did a good job of coming to the gym, and so did our upperclassmen, so we had a lot better numbers in the open gym. We did a lot of shooting, worked on ball handling, things like that.
And I know you're going to be down to one senior this year, Alexa Culbertson, not going to be going out graduating at semester, so that's going to be a loss for you guys. Talk about kind of the breakdown of the age group of the girls that you have out this season.
So I have Alea as our only senior, and Alea is just great. She's improved her basketball knowledge, just her abilities. She's going to be a lot more flexible this year. She's mainly been playing a post, but she'll have to be a guard some this year. We are actually kind of post heavy now with the underclassmen. So I have five juniors. I have Bryn Bass and Maya Lee, our returning starters, and then Emma Hart and Miranda Garcia both played quite a bit last year here and there, and then I have Jessica Evans, who has not been out the last couple of years, but she is very coachable and does a great job learning new things, so she'll also be an asset for our team. And then I have six underclassmen, freshmen and sophomores.
How much are you going to maybe have to rely on some of those freshmen and sophomores to help you out with minutes and stuff at the varsity level?
A few freshmen that'll actually probably play some minutes. One of our freshmen that'll probably see quite a bit of varsity is Breely Clayburg, and she got to see some varsity for softball and volleyball, and she just brings kind of a fire to our upperclassmen. I told them from the beginning that they need to start pushing the upperclassmen around because they are an aggressive group of girls, and it kind of shocked some of the upperclassmen, I think, that they came in ready to push them around and out-rebound them and things like that. So it's good for our upperclassmen to have that competition. And then we also have a couple guards and the underclassmen that are doing a lot of good things that I can see down the road are going to be very helpful even in this season.
Coach, what do you feel like the strengths will be of this team coming into the year?
I think our big thing is we have a lot of returners. These girls, I have like five juniors and a senior. These girls have been playing together for 3 years already, and they've been playing varsity together a lot already with Bryn, Maya, and Alea. So I think they have a lot more experience, and I think they have more of that understanding of basketball, especially when we go into late in the season, late in the game situations. I think they understand each other a lot better. Since they've played together a lot more, I think they understand each other's strengths, and I think that's going to be the big thing. Also, with those three returners, they can play any position pretty much, and I've told them since they were freshmen that they need to really be able to play every position on the floor, and I think Alea is really seeing that this year because we need more guard openings and things like that, and Maya and Bryn can both come down into the post depending on when our offense we're running and what we're running against.
Is that something you want for the future then, is almost a positionless team in a way?
I think it would be nice. We are, if we're looking at the girls that will probably start, we have mainly girls that are 5'7 and above. I think this year our smallest starter might be Bryn, and she's 5'8, so I think it's nice that they can be able to pull themselves out and shoot threes, but also be able to crash on in the inside. I think with that height, we can have some mismatches in our conference, and I think that'll be helpful just that they can play every position.
I know in the past you've wanted to be kind of up-tempo, the aggressive defensive style, create turnovers. Are we going to see the same style this year, or are you guys going to have to tweak anything?
We might have to tweak a little bit. I'm still hoping to be up-tempo. I will say one thing about the girls that are returning, they have done a good job of going into the weight room and getting some agility work. And so our girls and their abilities and like speed and footwork has improved drastically. So I think we might be able to run up and down the court a little bit better, but we're still going to hurt on like coming off the bench and who we can have come off the bench. So we need to make sure that we're also not burning ourselves out in games so late in the game we aren't kind of gassed and can't continue.
Concerns coming into the year?
I think one of our biggest concerns is just going to be keeping everyone healthy. We have a lot of upperclassmen, but still in the next breath back, we have a lot of inexperience coming off the bench. And even with our upperclassmen, Emma and Miranda have put in so much time, but they didn't see as many minutes as I'd like them to coming into this season. So I think they'll get, towards the end of the season, we're going to be super strong in that sense, but towards the beginning of the season, we're definitely going to have learning curves. And also just girls coming in and out of quarantine, things like that, being able to all be on the same page is going to be probably one of our biggest challenges.
Has that been a challenge so far? I know you guys have had some issues down there with these first week and a half of practice. Has you been able to get most of the kids there most of the time?
Yeah, for the most part. And the girls that aren't able to make it to practices, I try to send them what we're doing in practice so they kind of know. I try to send videos. And so when they come back, they aren't completely lost or anything like that. So I think that's kind of the big thing. I'm trying to touch base with all of the kids that are not in school right now so they know when they come back kind of what I'm expecting from them.
Entering third year, do you feel like you've got most of what you want to do where the kids understand it and you're not having to retrain a lot anymore?
Yeah, I definitely feel this year it's been a lot easier to kind of show them what we're expecting, and the upperclassmen are able to teach the underclassmen, and in the past that has not always been the case. I think that we have a good base for our upperclassmen, that they understand just the game of basketball a lot better. And there's also a great junior high coach, Jessica Hayden, the previous CRB coach, so she kind of knows what the expectations are in the high school. That really helps the junior high girls coming up really have a good understanding of basketball, and that definitely developed from her. So that's also been nice that we're kind of building that program through junior high.
How do you like how your schedule plays out with the games non-conference and conference?
We start out pretty hard in our conference. This has been our season the last couple of years. We start with Exira and Cam, and those are just going to be a big awakening for us. We're going to need to understand how we're going to break presses with both of those teams. We're going to face multiple defenses throughout the game, but it's going to be a good start of where we're at and where we need to go. And then from there, I think not long, and we're playing Peyton Sherdan, and I think Peyton Sherdan's going to be very tough this year. They have a lot of returners, which is kind of the theme for our entire conference, I feel like, this year.
Mention those three. Are those the three top teams in the conference? Who else do you feel like has a chance to be in that mix?
Well, I hope we have the chance to be in the top half of the conference this year, but I would definitely say our two biggest teams to watch out for are going to be Peyton Sherdan and Exira EHK. Tom Peterson always does a great job with those girls, and I only think he has 8 girls out, but they know how to play and they understand exactly where they need to be at all times, so they're going to be a challenge. And I think with Peyton Sherdan, they've just been building up to this year. They had a lot of younger girls on not as much experience, but now they're able to do a lot more, so it's going to open up a lot more opportunities for Danielle Hoyle from the outside, but also be more of a threat from not just the inside. So I think those two teams are definitely going to be teams to look out for.
Well, Coach, looking forward to this season. Can't wait to get down there and see you guys and the girls play. Appreciate you joining us here to preview the upcoming season, and best of luck this year.
Thank you. Can't wait for it to start. That's for sure.
You bet. We're all, I think, pretty excited. Head Coach Caitlin McAllister again with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Thanks for listening to the High School Girls Basketball Preview Show, brought to you again here today by Carroll Eye Care Associates, Corn Belt Telephone, D-Max Carroll Campus, Pepsi, Bolt 24, Quant Auto, and Uptown Sporting Goods.